Well, we are on the air. This is Winfrey and my co-host.
Don Newsom.
I don't know whether I'm supposed to enter there. I feel like the guy behind the curtain, you know. Hey.
Right.
Is that my cue? Is it my cue? Okay.
I don't know.
I'll enter.
You know what?
Well, it's
not linear. That way, neither of us knows what's going to happen. It creates the excitement. It creates the spontaneity of the moment. Right?
You're an exciting guy. You're just that kind of guy. You're exciting.
No, I'm not an exciting guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm a boring guy.
Oh, come on.
I really
admit
am.
It. I bet you the women think you're a tiger.
No, I'm boring. And
you know what I mean? They think you're just that hunk of a man.
I'm not
big bear that'll take care of them, love them.
Yeah, sure.
Be their sugar bear.
Welcome to another evening of the Don and Wynn Show. And depending, you have now all adventure entered into an adventure. A hour flow into the inconsequential conversations that Don and I have, that we try to make up on the spot. They're not always inconsequential, and sometimes we get really interesting people to call us. But we do our best
to make sure that we point out the obvious to you every time.
We point out the obvious to you
every single time.
It's an exercise of making something out of nothing, which the opposite, of course, is making nothing out of something. And, of course, if you're into Zen...
I like you, Wynn. You're into Zen, aren't you?
Well, I've read Zen.
That's why I'm into you, see?
Zen,
you, Zen, me, Wynn. You know what I mean?
Zen is about making nothing out of something. Okay? No thing, right? And Don and I are making something out of nothing. So what's the something we're going to make out of nothing today, Don? Let me just see here. I'll take the first thing that's near me, okay? And that is yesterday's issue of the L.A. Times.
L.A. Times.
Which has a full-page advertisement from Fry's Electronics. You ever go to Fry's Electronics?
I'll tell you. I've been there a few times. I used to always buy my electronics there.
Yeah.
Then I got to know somebody who worked there, and things started to... I don't go there anymore. Personal choice.
Mm-hmm. You don't go there anymore?
No.
Okay. Where did you go to Fry's? In what area?
In Houston, I used to go there quite a bit. And
where?
Houston. Houston area, and they had products that always worked. You know, mm-hmm. I could get them readily. They always worked. As soon as I started buying them here in California, at the Fry's, every product in, let's say, if I bought six items for $4,000,
mm-hmm.
all six have something wrong,
mm-hmm.
including something busted up in with it. So something would be totally busted. Something wouldn't work. The other thing would have some defect. A monitor would be pixelated. And you know what I mean? I mean, just like the whole damn thing from get-go was wrong.
That
was so upsetting to me. In fact, that was so profound. I figure, I don't have to go there. It's my personal choice.
Now you see, Doc?
Happened once pretty spankingly. That's enough smarts for me.
Now we are making something out of nothing, right? This is an example for those kinds of things, right? I said
you're an example. You are an example.
I said, and we start talking about how Don bought good things in Houston and that they didn't work in Florida. Now here's another thing in the L.A. Times. Okay,
Florida.
You ready?
I'm always ready.
U.S. Now. Those of you that need to make extra money, I'm going to share with you a good business venture here. But I want you to know if you do it, it's got risks attached. Because here's some guys that did this, and they got caught, okay? This is... US
they got caught doing it, you mean?
They got caught doing it, okay?
I understand.
It's kind of funny. U.S. charges six with smuggling humans. auto shop owners allegedly built secret compartments in cars. The father and son owners of an Oxnard auto body shop were arrested Thursday on suspicion of running a human smuggling ring that outfitted vehicles with hidden compartments and used them to transport illegal immigrants into the United States. This is a public service. Any of you that were thinking of doing this, you run a big risk. Eduardo Murillo and Edgar Chucky Eduardo Acevis, 26, both of Oxnard, and four co-defendants were indicted on charges of conspiring to transport migrants for financial gain. They were working out of Chucky's Auto Repair and Acevis Upholstery in Oxnard, and they were customizing vehicles with large speaker boxes and center consoles to hide special compartments that fit one or two people. So let's see. They charged $3,000. This is good money. $3,000 to transport migrants from Mexico to L.A. and Ventura. The desperate case. The case shows yet again the desperate measures human smugglers will employ, and the risk they'll take with others' lives in an effort to turn.
What kind of smugglers?
Desperate.
No.
Smugglers.
No.
Desperate measures, human smugglers.
What kind?
Human. That's funny.
I don't even think that's human.
The guys who write this must know about aliens, because they call them human smugglers, right? Distinguish between non-human smugglers, right?
I know. I'll tell you. I know. I see these stories all the time, and it's. Not that I'm desensitized to it.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate we have a government that's allowing this on all ends. So there's so much tragedy with one tentacle, with one snake's head. It's almost like an octopus.
Uh-huh.
It's got this head, and it's responsible, and so are we, because we're allowing it, in everything, including things like this. It's like, and we wonder how we can stop it. And so we go running after one arm to the next, to the next, to the next. That's why I love your octopus story. It's not that we're sheep. You know, it's that we're dealing with an octopus. Yeah. What do you think of that?
I'm just seeing what else.
I still think they're ruling the world from below. They're ruling the surface world from below.
This is the Donna Wynn Show.
Underground, folks. This is where they're doing it. Underground, supercomputers, great infrastructure. Everything's being run from underground. Yep. That's what I think. I think that topside is now the commodity. It's now the cubicles, the matrix, the complete little fun little dance. Because if it ain't, then I truly don't get how we can possibly allow an octopus head to fool us with so many arms. Because it should have only eight. It started with three. And since the judicial branch is nothing, and the legislative branch is paid for, what do you got?
Now.
You got an octopus head.
You got an octopus.
You got an octopus head. You know, octopushead.gov.
Here we have here the co-writer of the 60s rockabilly hit song, Hot Rod Lincoln. His name is Charles Ryan. Passed away. You ever hear that song, Hot Rod Lincoln?
I like the names, Charles Ryan.
Ryan and W.S. Stevenson wrote Hot Rod Lincoln, and in 1955, Ryan first recorded the song.
Ryan again.
With the rockabilly beat and the vivid lyrics describing a nighttime car chase. Here's a sample of the lyric. My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. And the song was inspired by Ryan's commutes in his 1941.
Oh, wow! You are inspiring. That was inspiring.
My fender was clicking. The guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost.
I love you, man. See, you absolutely picked the best jokes. I love them.
Are these jokes? Are new.
These are what?
This is news, Don.
Oh, gee. I'm sorry. I'm waiting for the punchline, but it keeps. Okay, sorry.
It is now. Did you ever hear Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen?
Lost Planet Airmen.
We're back to aliens again.
No, airmen.
You know, this must be
like seamen.
This relates to the other article. A
little less, a little more.
The human smugglers. The humans. This is like the Lost Planet Airmen.
Airmen.
Smugglers, right?
Smugglers.
Oh.
We're back to aliens again, aren't we?
Now, Ryan's version of Hot Rod Lincoln hit the Billboard Top 100 chart in 1960 and stayed there for six months. Well, in any case.
And I want to send love out to you, Doug. I know my brother's out there. My brother's out there. I hope he's tuning in, and I hope my mother's tuning in. And, you know, I love the rest of you, but, you know, I truly hope they're tuning in. I love you, Doug. I love you. And
I love Hildy.
I love you, Mother. That goes without saying. But I love my brother to hear it from me every now and again. He probably hasn't heard it enough. So I love you, Doug. Wonderful rush, isn't it? Isn't life a rush? Yeah.
Now, how would you like to hear some funeral notices in the Los Angeles area and some of the people that died recently?
Not particularly.
Bless their souls.
Not particularly. Not that I don't want to hear about them and think about them, but I'd like to concentrate on the living. My mother used to always tell me that. That's probably why we don't have so much problem with the perception of death, because, you know, what's gone is moving on, and right now you got to be worried about the living.
Now wait a second, I'm going to tell
living,
you something.
Right
wait,
here.
Wait. I'm going to like say something here that might counter that somewhat. Okay.
Okay.
Counter that, and that is
okay.
That in some of the questions I've asked and challenged, you know,
all right,
that,
okay,
that others, the others,
all right,
can feel us down here even when we can't feel them, and so when somebody
I feel
dead,
you
when somebody is dead
I felt you haven't I
no when somebody is dead
well then how I could think, I be I, feeling I, you if I've never felt you
would you let me make my point Don
yes
when somebody is dead. I think that when you connect to their hologram, I think they feel it, even though we don't see them. So sending
well,
you're not dead, Don. At least not that I know of. Are you dead?
No, but I feel some sort of a hologram.
Yeah.
When you smell it.
So there is
I smell holograms.
You smell them?
Well, I expel them, and then I smell them.
What do the holograms smell like, Don?
A hologram?
A hologram.
Hologram.
Yeah. I mean, I think the hologram is the word for people that go to heaven, and the hologram is for people that don't.
Hologram. Hologram. Hologram.com, yes. We okay. will send out your hologram immediately. Thank you for choosing Hologram.
Okay, we just lost that.
No,
John,
no worries, John. We got the boys on the way. They're about to deliver their hologram.
We just lost our URL, Don. That was our $1 million shot. You told everybody Hologram.com is gone.
Hologram.com. I'll bet you it would be. I mean, if anybody's smart, they'd be grabbing it. I've always told people a few smart URLs every now and again when they come to mind, grab them. They're fun. You never know what you can do with a little dancing.
I mean, you own some of the worst web names ever.
You know, I picked up a URL here and there, traded a URL here and there.
And you've been trying to sell them, but I don't
know. No, I would say most of our URLs are not for sale.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for sale.
Share, Sure,
nor have they ever been for sale, and we wouldn't sell them.
Sure.
There's a few up there that, if people want to start out with a cool URL, we're willing to make a deal.
Share some of your web URLs.
Oh, heck, I can't even remember, honestly. We're just as easy to give them away. Robbie Thomas had a book, A Link to Heaven, and I told him, hey, and I told him a long time ago, it's yours. Shouldn't even be, it's really, it's his, he can have it. And there are people, we'll make a deal you can't believe, only because we love people. If you find a good URL there, make us an offer. It's a good URL, we're fair people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just no big deal. They'll be there as long as they're there. We're not in the domain sales business.
Now, Don, if we could have any guest in the world on the Don and Wynn show, who do you think we should have on?
If we could have any who?
Any guest.
Any guest. Any who. My dad used to say that. Now, God bless you, Dad.
You probably have Ron
any
Paul.
Guest? No. I would, no. If I could have any guest, and it had to be right here and now, or in the future?
Today. Let's just suppose we could snap our fingers.
If I could have any guest in the world, it would be my mom.
Your mom?
Always.
Well, Doug, why don't you make a phone call? We can have that one. Let's have Hildy on the
phone. I love my mom. If I could have anybody, it would always be her.
Why don't we have her as a guest?
If she wants to call in, we'd love to have her. It's just that you got to understand that she, calling in and listening, she loves to listen. She'll call in, but when you prod and, she likes to listen. A lot of people out there like to listen. And some people like to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they like to call in and sometimes they don't. They will if they want to.
I like to listen.
Yeah, I have too small of ears. My mother always told me that.
Your ears are too small?
They are. I got a big head, small ears. But I got small lips.
You're married, but if there's any women out there...
So I hear very little, I say very little.
Anybody likes guys?
I interrupt,
small ears
never.
Huh?
Sometimes.
Sometimes
I don't even let a person finish.
You don't,
but not any longer. It's just not me. It's not what I do. I'm beyond that now.
You're letting people finish.
Exactly.
All right. Now that you're letting me finish, I have nothing to say.
Now that you're done.
I have to push against the resistance of you. Then I have things to say.
Yeah, I'm usually either called the mind wiper or the instant man.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm the instant man, I'll do all that I can in an instant, ma'am.
Folks, I want to remind you, this is the Don and Wynn show you're listening to, and our special theme of today is making something from nothing. Okay. Now, if anyone has anything they want to add to the topic of
instantman.com.
Making something from...
Be the instant man. Do all that you can.
Telegram.com, right? We have now... That would be a great website for the negatives, wouldn't it? Telegram.com.
Telegram.
Yeah. Somebody's going to take it. I shouldn't keep saying it.
Well, how do you know it isn't gone already?
I'm
not sitting in the computer when I'm talking on the radio. That's just bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I don't mind looking at a computer when I'm on the radio, but I'd rather give my audience my mic. I love my mic. Mike and me were buddies. I give it my lips.
You're smaller.
Sometimes a little of my tongue. But often we vocalize. And so I like to give it that.
Mm-hmm.
Punching numbers and doing the other things while I'm giving Mike a little lip service just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So are you giving Mike lip service?
Well, Mike and I understand what lip service is. Do you?
I don't know. I thought you might share it with me.
I will. I've been trying, but you've been avoiding me.
Well, go ahead.
I can't do it right now.
Hmm?
I'd have to do it in person, my friend.
Okay.
You'd have to come right up to me in person.
Did you go to,
I might add now that you've made it an open discussion, you're going to have to beg.
I'm going to have to bake?
Yeah, if you're a good baker, that'll work.
I'm not a good baker, you know.
You may not know it's not baking.
Mm-hmm.
Could be something finer.
Mm-hmm. Well,
should we invite the audience into our, what is it? Audience, you're now cordially invited to whatever it is we're doing. And if you'd like to be a part of whatever it is we're doing, give us a call. You know the numbers, Wynn? I know, I actually do still know and always will know the 800 number. And I do know the direct line. But that Canadian toll-free number just, it evades me. It's like one of those numbers that, you know, you just can't get. You won't remember. I know it starts with 888. You still with me, Wynn?
I'm here.
But are you all here? You left
I'm all here.
I left my home in San Francisco.
Okay, so we take a commercial break. I'll tell everyone, if you have not read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I'm the principal author of it, and this is a little commercial to say that if you're concerned about what's going on in the world, if you want the proof that Edgar Cayce's back, if you'd like to understand the sources from the other side that are helping us right now and how to connect with them, you need to read my book. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, as well as my website, caseysback.com. And on that note, we come back to the Don and Wynn Show, which is now doing a particular topic of making something out of nothing.
Excellent. Back to you, Wynn.
Huh?
I said excellent. Back to you, Wynn.
Back to me? See, here we are.
Well, you can always come back.
Or something
come
out
back,
of nothing.
Come back, come back.
Something out of nothing. None of our audience wants to join
I'm
us.
I'm doing better, aren't I?
None of our audience wants to join us on this topic, Don, do they?
Do we have an audience?
Huh?
you know, that is what you must question. Do we have an audience?
Have an audience? I don't know. Maybe we don't have an audience. Maybe. Maybe nobody's listening to
you
us.
You know, somebody's listening, and I'll bet you it's not just you and I. But it might not be human.
Maybe it's your mother.
It might not be human.
Might not be human.
Well, what's that? Doesn't sound human to me.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sure we got a couple listeners. I'm drinking. That always brings about listeners.
Now, they haven't hung up yet, right? I mean, they're still
you know, and let's see. No, line's working. Line's working. There's just nobody calling in. Promise.
Yeah.
Not a soul.
Now,
we're looking for somebody new. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's never called in before. That's what I'm looking. I'm looking for the newbie. The new. What do you call a new person?
We shouldn't have Jara.
Isn't there a spiritual word for new people?
Novices.
Acolytes. Or, like, it's not surf, is it?
I don't know. I don't know the word.
Journeyman? Apprentice? No? You? Anything?
What?
What do you think?
About what?
No thoughts?
No thoughts.
Let's move on.
I'm slow today, Don.
I actually believe that I'm starting to get the hang of this.
Starting to get what?
I'm starting to feel it.
Feel what?
Feel everything. It's my moment. We're going to get a caller.
You are feeling everything now.
I feel everything all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, here's a little something for you. A little something-something. Stick in your something-something. Just a little something. Go something like this. If the universe and the creator is love, which I believe he is, I just think love's a form of energy. It's a responsible one. It's expansive. And we're all a part of it. Anyways, if it is, and you look around, and everything you see is shit, excuse me, then...
Everything, wait a second. Would you say that word again? Everything you see is what?
Schmidt. It's a German thing.
Schmidt.
Well, schlecht.
Kind of a feces.
Dirtier than that.
Feces? Is that what you're saying? Everything is feces?
Feces.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go back to Schmidt.
So it's all poop.
Yeah. It's all poop.
Poop.
Mm-hmm.
In German, in Austria, we pronounce it poop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all poop.
Okay.
That's all it is.
So everything we see.
You notice how that kind of ended, like that movie that's about to hit the Oscars. You know that everybody knows the one I'm talking about. It's that movie. There's no country for old men.
I was trying I was trying to figure out what you're saying.
Have you been to that movie? You know what I'm talking about. By the way, Oscar buzz, you got to be insulted. Aren't you insulted as a moviegoer? I'm insulted. That movie insulted me just by being.
All right, you're not going to let me get a word in, Don.
Sorry.
It's all right. I mean,
I apologize. I just had to go Hollywood on your butt. Hollywood.
It's all right. Is Allison out there? She already called, though. Allison from Creo Mundi?
Creo Mundi.
Creo Mundi.
I don't know. Is it? Or is it Tuesday?
I don't know.
Well, nobody's phoning in to let us know. So, I mean, I'm in the dark. Yeah.
I think we finally hit a night.
I think it is night, man.
I don't even think your mother's listening to us tonight, Don.
You know, it's the facts are in.
I mean, I've learned.
I finally had enough of us.
I've become codependent on your mother's listening to us.
I have become codependent on anyone listening to us.
and the fact that
nobody's listening to us, that actually, you know, folks, that I got to say, talking to myself, hey, you know, this is BBS Radio. I can do it. I can enjoy it. It's part of my joy. Up Norris. And for those of you who have read the TNT board, you know what I'm talking about. You do. Because you're part of the TNT.
So what's
you're,
on the TNT?
You're the TNTers.
Tell us about the TNT board. Come on. Yeah. Let's hear it.
No.
No?
No, it's for the select few that find it.
Mm-hmm.
Finders
okay.
keepers.
This is the Donna Wynn Show, folks. My name is Winfrey. I'm the author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I'm talking to Don Newsom, who is my co-host. We started the show at the very beginning.
And we'll end at the very end.
And we are doing the Something Out of Nothing show tonight. And I'm going to read a couple of newspaper headlines, okay?
Okay.
You ready
for
this?
You know, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Here's the headline. Piano to design Greek center. See that? They got some smart pianos out there. You don't believe me? It's on page E2.
E2.
The Friday LA Times, Piano to Design Greek Center. Now, it's actually a trick headline because there is an architect named Renzo Piano who won the Pulitzer, the Pritzker Architecture Prize. Okay? Now, he's a native of Genoa, Italy.
I think he was set up. I'm, you know, I'm no conspiracy buff, but I think the man was set up.
He is.
I think he was set up.
And now we have a new movie called Vantage Point.
See what I mean?
With.
Just connect the dots, folks.
Connect the dots. And then we have another movie called, let's see, Charlie Bartlett is a Winner from the Rolling Stones. And it's a cross between Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Napoleon Dynamite. And now we have, what else do we have here?
You know, they introduced it with the aeroplane. What do they call that? I think they call it slapstick comedy, but it's beyond that. Some of it's actually kind of funny. But when you start to mainstream that kind of comedy, you're really, I think you're really saying something to your audience. I think you're saying to your audience that not only do you like it, but have more of it. Please.
Now we have a movie.
So we got a lot of it these days.
It's called Jumper. Have you seen this movie, Jumper?
I haven't, but you know the funny synchronicity, baby. You know, I was sitting in the office here. I said, Seth, we should have went to the movies. And every Friday, we keep promising to get out of here and go see a movie. And we've agreed. We've been waiting for almost 2 months. We've agreed that we'd get out and see a movie and go see The Jumper. But every single Friday, without fail, we forget. Because we get so busy.
Did you see the advertisement for this movie, Jumper?
I have. I want to go see it.
They have a picture of the Sphinx.
Yeah.
With somebody standing on the head of the Sphinx.
Hey, this guy's... Hey, I'm telling you, he's Superman. He's Superman. He's the Instant Man. He can do what he wants, man.
Now, that makes me, I want to see that movie. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, well, see, I ought to actually be one of their marketers. See what I do.
Hey, Doc.
What I do.
Maybe we should be, you and I should be news, movie reviewers. Maybe we've lost our calling.
Well, I'll always have one person who'll go see it.
Okay, let's see another movie. Remember, this is the Making Something Out of Nothing show. People are going to say, why are those guys on the radio? You know what? I ask myself the same question, but then if you're hearing me say this, I could say, how come you haven't switched the channel yet, right? So we're still on the radio. You haven't switched the channel. So we might be doing something wrong, but you're still here. So it's okay. Even though you haven't called in, when we desperately need a phone call to rescue us from...
No, you need a phone call.
Oh, we don't need a phone call?
Well, you do.
I don't need a phone call.
I totally agree. I think you need a phone call.
I don't need
I don't know from who. Something, somehow, maybe in your head. You need a phone call.
No.
You need a phone home. You need to go E.T.
Hey, by the way,
you actually, my friend, you need a phone call.
I owe you an apology, Don, because I for the first time in the history of the Don and Wynn show, I stood you up last week, and I didn't call you. Or anything, because I was at the Conscious Life Expo. I was at a booth, and I just forgot. For the first time in the history of the Don Wynn Show, I forgot. What did you do last week? Did you do it by yourself?
You know, I forget. I had such a good time, I didn't remember what day it was.
God, I mean, let's see. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job.
No, not at all. I think it was refreshing having, pardon me, you there in spirit.
Now, let's see what else we got here. We have Kate Hudson and Matthew
McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Yeah, it's kind of those names that you just kind of enjoy saying.
Oh, here is.
I enjoy saying.
Here's an interesting movie.
McConaughey.
There's a movie called I'm Not There.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this movie, I'm Not There, Don?
Which one?
I'm Not There.
I just did.
This could be the new name for our Don and Wynn show. I'm Not There.
I still like The Instant Man.
Did you know, Bob, it's about Bob Dylan. At least they have a picture of Bob Dylan. And
Bob, I don't know.
Hey,
no, I grew up around a Bob's Barn Grill. But old Bob I can get.
Would you like to know something?
Into.
Don, would you like to know that I think Bob Dylan was channeling Ra?
I think he was too.
When he wrote his songs. I think he was channeling Ra.
I think so was John Lennon.
Not so much John Lennon as Bob Dylan.
I actually think John Lennon was channeling the Ra, the sun, the moon, the stars.
You think he was channeling Ra also?
I think he was channeling everything, man. I think when he got into a yellow submarine, he was there.
Uh-huh.
I was with him.
Mm-hmm.
I was with him.
Okay.
Yo, go, Kanoa. You know, there is a story about women from Okinawa, but I'll let you find that.
You know who George Romero is, man?
Romero.
George Romero.
Related to Katie, or just...
Maybe she's related to Kate Romero. That's interesting.
Isn't that? There you go.
George Romero had one of the first major horror pictures.
What? Horror?
Horror, yes. And he was a guy that influenced people.
You'd have a
like
tough time saying that 10 times, wouldn't you?
Wes Craven and Stephen King. And you know what his movie was?
Which one?
George Romero's movie.
Yeah, I see. There you go.
Night of the Living Dead.
I think I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I think so.
Everyone's seen it.
I think it was
in the 60s.
It was one of those movies that
maybe in the 50s.
You were really young. You got the young girls next to you, and you sat there, and you were just youngsters together.
Now, George Romero has come out.
But I did enjoy it.
George Romero has come out with a new movie.
He's still alive?
He's come out with a new movie.
He's still alive.
That's George Romero's new movie.
How old do you think he is?
I don't know. He must have been very young when he did that movie.
How old do you think he is now?
His Diary of the Dead is his new movie. And, Don, I think we should be movie reviewers. Maybe that's what we should be doing every week.
Nah, I don't watch enough movies. I just don't get... You know, I love Hollywood, folks. I think it's great. Hollywood, Hollywood. I even like saying it.
We could be like Cisco and Houston.
What? Cisco and Houston. Cisco and Houston. Yeah, but the way you say Houston, I don't know if I want to be Houston.
Or Pancho and Cisco.
At my work.
Mm-hmm. You never saw it. Did you ever see the Cisco Kid? I think you're too young for that. Huh?
The Cisco Kid? No, I watched all of it.
Anybody listening ever hear... Let's do some nostalgia. Anyone listening ever hear the Cisco Kid?
The Cisco Kid does ring a bell. But then I loved John Wayne and Clint Eastwood because of my dad. When I thought of my dad when I was younger, but I didn't see him much when I was younger because he was working hard. I thought of him as John Wayne, Clint Eastwood. So he was my Western god.
How about Hopalong Cassidy?
I didn't, you know, that name just didn't suit. It's such a dingbat name that, you know what I mean? And when you bring Sean Cassidy into the picture, and you marry the two, because that's really the only Cassidys that come to mind.
Listen, I suppose,
you want to go see that movie, folks, we give that a, what is
star,
that, an F?
The star of that Western probably was a grasshopper in another life.
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they all start out as grasshoppers.
That's why they named it Hopalong Cassidy.
Haven't you seen that movie that what do they call that? That old Chinese Western? Ooh, well, it wasn't really a Chinese Western. It was a Western with a English guy or an American pretending to be a Chinese guy who knew all sorts of martial arts, who really didn't know shit. What was his name? Carradine. What was the movie? Come on. Come on. Anybody? Anybody? You there. You? No? No? She's got to type him out, this one. How about you over there, sir? You? No? No?
Those of you that
you?
Are
still, no? We'll move on.
You're listening to the Don and Wynn Show. This is
we're in front of a live audience, people. Live audience, same kind of audience as you are. You know, they're silent. They don't. You know, we often have to infer. It's more of a hearsay sort of thing. We kind of think we hear it, and we say it.
This is the Making Something Out of Nothing show. Right here.
He likes the title of shows, I think. I think he's about titles. You know, he's like one of those guys who went off to the Roman Poobah Emperor and said, I wish to be enlightened Grand Master overall, Emperor King, President Priest. And add Running Horse in there. It's my Indian given name. Whatever they gave me. Something like that.
You used to be a priest?
I am a priest. I preach all the time. I have been doing more preaching than most people do in a lifetime. You think a preacher preaches a lot? You analyze how many times he gets up to the podium and then take a look at my track record, and I'll tell you what. Hey, you can give me the white collar. I like the black dress. White collar, it suited quite well. I'm in. I enjoy that. I'd like to be in that little club. The Medical Association has one, too. And the Dental Association has one. Legal Association has one. They all have these wonderful clubs. I'd like to be a part of them all. Yeah. Because I don't like to poop in my own territory. I'm like a monkey. I'm a monkey. I don't want to poop in my area. I want to go into their areas and poop. You know? Let's keep my area clean. I'm the monkey. I mean, I'm not aiming at the walls for nothing. I don't want it in my area.
You're a monkey.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to be. Aren't you?
A monkey?
On one end. I mean, if we're talking, you're a multidimensional, I wasn't going to say bug. But, we're all multidimensional. I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling really multidimensional right about now.
Huh?
Multidimensional. It just happens. You just feel like you're schizophrenic to a max. Like there is no error here. Move along, folks. There ain't nothing here to see but many of me. So I've been there. I enjoy it. Tastes like steak. Red wine, good steak. You've been there, haven't you?
You have a new person.
You have been there. I know you have.
Who, me?
You're there already. You're swimming in it. You're swimming in them juices.
God, I'm nowhere.
Yeah, there you are. There you are, my friend. And since that's where you know you are, you happen to have a better grasp on it than most.
This is the Making Something.
So I'm not gonna, you know, try to scorn you or anything. I'm not gonna try to belittle you and say that you have nothing at all because you have it all.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
I wouldn't.
I think you have everything you could ever dream of and more. You have it. It's what you got.
Not me.
I'm not envious, but just because you have it, you should be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, but that's not true.
True who? See, that's the thing about barbering the English language. You start to talk like Kirk. And then you have to take things kind of at a pause. Mm-hmm. If you paused more often, I'd pause with you.
Do you know it's raining in Los Angeles?
That's a promise. Excellent, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. See, what we have here, Wynn?
Yes.
Is us.
What do we have?
We have us.
Us.
I have got you, babe, and you have me.
So we're Sonny and Cher.
Well, we're together.
Mm-hmm.
We're an integral part of us. You and me, baby.
Okay.
And now that that's, you know, mystery, mission, mystery solved. We have each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have each other on multiple levels, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, I'm just looking at my higher self. Watching your higher self. It's hairier, but it's higher. It's having a cup of tea with me. Scantily clad, I don't know why. It's obviously not something profound. But it is unobtrusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. We've been dickering about it for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting fractals of it. You know, here. Now. You see how those pauses emphasize what I'm trying to say?
Do I have what?
You see?
Say
you don't really
again?
See anymore, do you?
What?
You're not quite catching the vision of it.
I don't understand. Say it again.
It's okay. It comes in parables. Quadruples, actually.
Plausibles?
Quadruples.
Not a parable, but a plausible?
Well, it's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I gotta go soon.
You gotta what?
You know, I gotta go soon. About 4 minutes. I'm gonna have to leave you.
We're leaving?
I'm gonna leave you.
You're gonna leave me?
I've had enough of you.
You're going with me, but I'm not.
I never thought it was that good to begin with.
When do we go for, how many more minutes do we have?
It's a lot like from Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don and Wynn Show. This is the Making Something Out of Nothing show. Thank you.
You can do it, so can we.
Yeah. Those of you that are still with us, thank you for hanging in. On some level, you've assisted us to move through this hour, which would have moved through much more slowly without your presence. So we thank our audience with a lot of graciousness.
For bearing with us.
For bearing with us. I thank
on this
my,
long journey.
I thank my co-host for being himself. as he always is. And, Don, you haven't had any beers tonight, have you?
You know, when I've been thinking about it. Tragically, they're all gone.
Huh?
They're all gone. Yeah, I feel about the same way you do.
You do?
It hurts.
You're not drinking beers tonight, are you, Don?
No, but I should be.
Huh?
I should be.
You should be.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, I want to ask a question. You know what? Your private business is your business, not up to me to know. And it's okay. Whatever you're doing, it's fine because this is another hour in the universe that we're spending, regardless of
together.
What happens. Right?
We're together.
We're together. We're together for this hour.
It's you and me, babe.
in California.
I got you, babe.
And
this ain't drive time radio to drive by. This is actually drive time radio to speed by.
Folks, any of you that need a Sonny and Cher imitator somewhere?
Call us up.
I got you. Tom, here, you're going to sing?
Call up. Shoroki, man. Shoroki.
Shoroki?
We'll give you Shoroki.
Okay. Shoroki or Pierogi? Listen, we have to call in the light. We have 2 minutes, right?
That's right.
So, those of you that are listening, this is the part where we have to change our energies, and I have to move out of the irreverent zone and into the reverent zone. So I ask you to come and move that energy with me.
Please move beyond cool, folks.
And
let's get real.
We're going to create a
space,
a group energy space for all of us to participate in for a moment for planetary healing and personal healing. So thank you for being here and joining us, and thank you for hanging in with us for this past hour. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, those of us who voluntarily choose to do so, we create a group energy amongst us all listeners, and we invite those positive group energies, group souls in other dimensions to join with us. And we take this energy, this light, and direct it around our planet into places where there's darkness, shadows, and we, for the highest good of all concerned, we insert this energy into those areas. Always respecting the free will of everyone. And right now, you folks can take a moment and send this light to anyone that you'd like to put into it. For the highest good and for their own healing. On that note, I turn it back to you, Don.
Well,
founder of BBS Radio.
Just a guy who works here but having a lot of fun. Folks, look, we're going to be back. And if you're tuning in, then tune up. It's a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. It's a show you never want to miss, only because I don't miss it. You know, there's the shows you just don't miss. And Zany Mystic is one of them. Why? It really is that good. Everybody who's ever heard it has told me exactly that. I've never heard anything bad about this show. Only excellence. Excellence. Excellence in everything about it, because it's whimsical, it's powerful, it's magical, it's a zany mystic. And he's about to have a fireside chat with you folks, so stick around.
I love you.